Once you have given in your ticket and passed through the turnstile in the museum, you will see an outdoor space with trees, fountains, and works of art through the giant glass wall in front of you. Go up a short flight of four steps and pass through the glass door to your left to gain access to the outside. On the wall to your left, you will see a sign that reads the Lily P. Bliss Garden Plaza. This is a part of the Abby Aldrich Rockefeller Sculpture Garden, or more simply put, the Sculpture Garden. The Sculpture Garden is considered the heart of the museum's space. Walk down the three steps and, looking straight ahead, keep walking toward the wing of the museum that is facing you. Beyond the reflecting pools and fountains, find the large green arch at the far end of the Sculpture Garden with the word Metropolitain in green letters on a pale yellow background stretched across it. It stands roughly 13 feet high and 17 feet wide in the midst of cafe chairs and, at certain times of year, a small refreshment stand. The arch is by French designer Hector Guimard and is an entrance gate to a Paris subway station, or the Paris Metropolitain, or Le Métro, as it is more commonly called today. Pull up a chair if you'd like, or walk around the arch or underneath it, adjusting the distance from which you consider and reflect upon the piece. Guimard built these entrances for the Paris Exposition of 1900 to showcase the city's new subway system. He considered them to be sculptures, which he designed in a style of art called Art Nouveau. Art Nouveau acts as a good starting point for us because it bridges the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th and serves as an example of an approach to art that rejected traditional models in favor of so-called avant-garde techniques. Notice the color of the entrance. How has the artist made this resemble natural forms? Describe the shape of the lettering. How does the Metro gate try to make a subway entrance new? Pause the tour for a moment while you jot down some brief answers to these questions. Then make a sketch of the subway gate in front of you. Try to do it by drawing a line without picking up your pencil from the paper to get a feel for the sinuous, organic forms. Two modernist poems, Paris, a Poem, 1919, by Hope Merlise, and T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland, 1922, use the image of the city's underground railway system as a passageway or gateway to hell, as the speakers in each poem take a tour through a modern city devastated by the impact of war. The speaker in Paris passes through the same Metropolitan subway entrance that you see before you and says,
I can't. I must go slowly. The Tuileries are in a trance because the painters have stared at them so long.
As she yearns for communication and connection in a city that is numb with death after World War I. T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland also invokes the underground as his speaker moves through the unreal city of London, where death had undone so many. While you consider Guimard's Metropolitain Metro Gate, take a few moments to think about what your commute was like. Do you remember what the entrance of the subway station looked like? Was your journey quick and easy, or painstakingly slow and frustrating? Ask yourself how you felt going from above ground at street level to below ground. How did you feel when you came back up the steps and out onto the street? Would you feel differently if you saw Guimard's entrance upon emerging from the subway? Pause the tour to jot down some brief responses to these questions.